You're listening to The Bridge Loud in Chicago on Q Rock 100.7 FM and online worldwide via thebridgechicago.com. Hey, this is Jed Brewer. Here's tonight's question. Some people did me wrong at work, and now I want to even it up, if you know what I mean. So, what should I do? Let's get into it.
On the Bridge Loud, my name is Matt King, and I'm joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
Don't mess with me.
And Jed Brewer.
Or with Texas.
That's definitely true.
Preferably both.
That's right.
I think technically, if you mess with Glenn, you have messed with Texas.
That's exactly Texas law. Yep.
All right, we're continuing to answer a question tonight that came into our inbox, thebridgeloud@gmail.com, that says, some people did me wrong at work, and now I want to even it up, if you know what I mean.
Oh, we do.
We do.
We really do. So what should I do? And Glenn, maybe you can start us off on this. This is, everybody has some problems at work.
Yes.
This is a common feeling.
That's right. Well, this is something I can personally identify with. I mean, let's start with, we are not judging you on this. We are not looking down on you. No one should. No one should have the right to do that, because we all really do have that thing. If you took all the revenge fantasies out of my head, I would have so much time left over. I could probably learn to speak Italian and solve cold fusion, and it would be. I could probably build my own deck. Yes. For some reason, I don't know how I would know how to do that, but I would.
You just have so much room.
There's so much room in my head. So
I think learning Italian would drive you right back to the revenge fantasies. They have a lot of words for that.
Could be. That's really true. But, you know, but yeah, let's start by saying, hey, we're not looking down on you because of that.
Yeah, absolutely right. And Jed, if you can expand on that, not only is it very common to have problems at work, it's very common for any kind of time when you feel like somebody has done them wrong. It's a pretty natural reaction to want to swing back on that.
There's no question about it. In fact, psychologists have studied this. They've done, you know, kind of academic studies. And what they found is basically when people feel like they've been wronged, everybody wants the chance for revenge. Basically everybody. And if you give them the opportunity, pretty much everyone will take it.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, I think we can get into a space of feeling bad. Because, I mean, we all kind of know deep down revenge isn't right. I shouldn't do that, you know. Is, you know, forgive and forget and all that stuff. And so we end up, we feel bad about wanting revenge, and then we end up feeling bad about just being upset to begin with. Well, it's not quite like that. When you're hurt, everybody feels angry. And when people feel angry, everybody wants a chance for revenge. And again, if they're given the opportunity, pretty much everybody's going to take their swing, whether it's a good idea or not.
Right.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. I think one of the things we're going to continue to look at this as we go on in this show is that all these things can be true. It was wrong for people to do you like this. You are have been felt an injustice against you. That is different, though, than jumping to, I need to be the one who fixes this in the way it occurs to me best to fix it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because that's when you end up at Cook County Jail and we see you under far less pleasant circumstances
right.
than you tuning
right.
into a radio while you're driving around in the car you own.
Absolutely.
That's really the best way to experience us.
Yes.
That's right. None of that cause and effect, none of the... these are actions you shouldn't take, as Jed's pointing out, as Glenn pointed out, revenge is not going to get you where you want to go. It's not the right move. That doesn't negate the fact that somebody did you wrong, and that's boned. We definitely mm-hmm. want to, as Glenn pointed out, we want to be with you on that. We're sorry somebody did you wrong, but we want to look at some healthy ways to deal with those problems and get them solved. And we're going to come back with more on that right here on The Bridge Loud.
God, don't let me quit. Jesus, I don't have the strength. Unless you give me it, God, don't let me go. Selling out on who I am, what you have bought me for your own. God, don't let me think that
Loud.
We are back with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm continuing to be joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Well, he's doing that sad walking away thing he does. That's weird. That's only at the end of the episode. Also joining us, Jed Brewer.
It's a fair assessment of the situation.
Right.
Yeah. That's right. We continue to answer a question that came in to thebridgeloud@gmail.com. It says, some people did me wrong at work, and now I want to even it up. If you know what I mean.
Right.
Believe us, we do.
Yeah.
So what should I do? So Glenn, that first time we looked at the idea that it is perfectly natural to want to get back at people.
Right.
And let's start to look at some reasons why we don't want to do that, other than just it's bad. I think the main one is it's not going to give you what you want, right?
Well, absolutely right. As you pointed out, we spent a lot of time at Cook County Jail doing Christian ministry with those guys who were locked up. And you can see the consequences of taking revenge all through that building. That's the point, is it just doesn't work. And I am more upset about that, probably, to say that than other people are to hear it, because I love the idea of revenge.
Sure.
I play it in my head all day long. It's, you know, and it's also, when I was a kid, my favorite entertainment was go to, like, the Bruce Lee movie, you know?
Sure.
And you knew that Bruce Lee was the toughest guy in the whole movie, but then he would be, like, the bus boy, and the guys would be, like, making fun of him or whatever, and it would be building. It's building
attention.
And building. And you're, like, the whole crowd would be yelling at the screen,
literal rattles going off in the background when he turns his head and looks sharp.
That's right. You know, and it's like, you know, you can't wait for the revenge because that's going to be great.
Yep.
You know, and then he takes it, and it's really fantastic.
And to the end.
In the movie.
We'll see any fallout of revenge.
That's right. It's a fantasy for a reason, is because it doesn't work that way. And also, the thing that isn't played out in those movies is that you're, in many respects, lowering yourself to this other person's level.
Yeah.
And you're creating consequences for yourself that you don't want to have to pay. So, as you point out, we want to look at, is there a reasonable, a healthy, tenable way of getting out from underneath?
I think that's absolutely right. And, Jeff, maybe you can expand on that a little bit for us. Not only are you lowering yourself to someone's level, I think that's a very good point, but you're, in a way, giving them the power of, you are now living your life based on this crappy thing they did to you. That's really not a path to happiness.
It won't work. It won't work. This is the American Psychological Association. These are super smart, scientific people study these things. Here's what they say. It's a quote. Revenge comes at a price. Instead of helping you move on with your life, it can leave you dwelling on the situation and remaining unhappy.
Right.
And here's what that means, is you're letting that person hurt you over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
That's how that actually plays out, is they hurt you that one time. And as Matt said, we're so sorry that happened. We're sorry somebody did you like that. We've got your back. But we don't want to see you continue to get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Someone smart once said that resentment and seeking revenge is like me drinking poison and hoping that you die.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it's true. That's how that works. We want you to move on with your life, to get to a healthy place, a happy place, a satisfied place. And what we all know from making our own mistakes and seeking revenge when we shouldn't have is it doesn't work. It, rather than getting you to a better, healthier, happy place, it keeps you unhappy, and we want happiness for you.
That's absolutely right. If revenge doesn't work, the good news is we're going to come back with some things that actually do work right here on The Bridge Loud.
Revenge!
Bridge Loud.
We are back with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I am joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
They say revenge doesn't work, but kung fu really looks pretty functional.
Yeah.
Sure, well, the kung fu works. It's the emotional.
Yeah, it's practical.
Sure.
It seems like it really gets the job done.
Absolutely. Also joined by Jed Brewer.
I do love kung fu.
Yeah.
Well, he's on record. Him and Keanu Reeves, big kung fu fans.
Absolutely.
We are continuing to answer a question that came into the Bridge Loud at gmail.com. That's the inbox where you're welcome to write in if you have a question for us. It says, some people did me wrong at work, and now I want to even it up, if you know what I mean. So what should I do? And Glenn, in these previous segments, we've looked at why revenge is not the answer here, kind of tit for tat, don't do that. But down what road do we find the actual answer to this situation?
Well, it's an old saying, and it's an old saying because it's true. The best revenge is living right. It just does not sound true. But if you actually give that a shot, you find it paying off in many ways. It's the idea, you hear some people say that rehearsing anger is like letting people live rent-free in your head. Mm-hmm. It's this idea that you're spending so much time on that negativity that it's hurting you, as Joe's pointing out in the last segment. But the idea of moving past that and not letting them take up that space gives you that sense of being free from that negativity that was put on you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And Jed, what would that look like in this specific kind of situation?
Well, we have a choice. We've got a crappy job where people are being uncool to us. We can try and even it up with them, or we can put that same amount of work and energy into finding a better job where people aren't mistreating us. That's the choices before us.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. I would throw a third option. If you like the job, you want to stay at the job. Hopefully there's a human resources department. That's the other thing. That is actually not taking revenge. For some reason we raised the case, you know, that tattling is the same as going back punch someone. Someone did something wrong that is kind of provable and is bad. You can run that up the chain.
That's
the way healthy people handle things. But as Jed points out, maybe it's something that's a little off the books or it's something that's weird. You don't like the job anyway. In that case, the answer really is looking for some job training, some job readiness, and moving on. And that takes us back to what Glenn was saying. That is you using a bad situation to further your own self into positivity, get on your own thing. And one good resource for that, there's a thing when Cook County and City of Chicago joined together to found the Workforce Board. You can find that at workforceboard.org. That address again is workforceboard.org. So that's job training, that's job readiness, that's a place for you to get some good resources, help you out with your resume, or they can plug into other people. And we found that a lot of the guys we work with are in very entry-level job positions, some maybe money on the table. And people see that as an opportunity to take advantage of them. And the thing we're constantly telling them is, that's great. We're sorry that happened, but move on.
Yeah.
Move on up. And the way to do that is to get yourself ready. So if you're looking for that, there's a bunch of locations throughout the Chicagoland area. We can point you toward the Southwest Chicago location. And if you want a phone number, 773-884-7000. That number again for the Workforce Board, 773-884-7000. And we will be back with more right here on The Bridge Loud.
Told me, and I must behave.
is Glenn from The Bridge Loud. Maybe you're listening right now and you're thinking, none of this good news applies to me because I've made mistakes and I've got a record. Well, you know what? No problem. We work every day with people who have been and sometimes still are behind bars. We know how to work with that and we ain't scared. Email us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com. That's thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We know you have struggles, we believe in you, and we want to help.
We are back through here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm here with Glenn Fitzgerald.
When Matt talks about the workforce board, he sounds a lot like the Swedish chef on the Muppets.
Absolutely. No doubt about it. I will spare you all the impression, but I'm thinking it very loudly. Also joining us, Jed Brewer.
I do love the Muppets. Okay. The Muppets and Kung Fu. In fact, if we could have a Muppets Kung Fu mashup, that would really be my
You're a man of great ideas.
Yeah. I believe you're talking about Miss Piggy, Hi-Ya, Karate Chop.
Oh, goodness, I forgot about that.
Absolutely right. Don't ever forget about Miss Piggy. We're going to answer a question that came in to thebridgeloud@gmail.com. That's the inbox where you're welcome to write in your own questions. It says, some people did me wrong at work, and now I want to even it up, if you know what I mean. What should I do? So we've been talking a lot about revenge in this show and why it's not the answer and what we should do instead. And of course, but the old phrase is that revenge is a dish best served cold. I think what we're going to learn here is that revenge is a dish best served with a little bit of secret sauce.
The secret sauce.
So Glenn, as we pointed out, you've a lot of time at the jailhouse, a lot of time with guys who got themselves in trouble by seeking revenge. So what do you give them that is an alternative to that?
Well, for us, you know, as part of our Christian ministry, we're of course trying to teach what it is that we're reading in the Bible. And one of the things that God says in the Bible is, vengeance is mine, I will repay. And that's sort of, we hear the idea of vengeance being taken away from us, and that's the part we don't like, but that I will repay part really is pretty serious sounding to me. I think it's about saying I need to get myself out of the way and let these things happen on their own. If you believe more in a karma or something like that,
what goes around comes around.
Yeah, that kind of a thing. Then it's still kind of the same dynamic, I suppose. But the ultimate goal for us has to be getting to a place where we're putting the blame where it belongs and then trying to find some kind of way to forgive that person so we're not carrying that around.
That's absolutely right. Jed, anything you'd add to that?
Absolutely. God, we believe, we've experienced in our own lives, God has good stuff for you. Yes. God wants to bring good things, good opportunities, good relationships, good gifts into your life. The Bible says God gives good gifts, and we believe that, we've experienced that. We know that's going to be true for you, but here's the crazy thing. If our focus is on trying to take revenge, it's not that God doesn't have good gifts for us anymore, but it's that our focus is on that instead of taking a hold of the gifts God's trying to receive us. It's an issue of where is our focus? Are we distracted? We don't want you to be distracted. Not only does the revenge thing not work, won't get you what you want, receiving the gifts God has for you will get you what you want. Yeah. That will get you to a place of peace and joy and happiness and contentment. That's the thing that we want for you. That's the thing that God wants for you. We love you. We've got your back.
Absolutely right. We'll be back next week right here on The Bridge Loud.
All right, that's our show. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you back here next week on The Bridge Loud. And let us know, are you ready to join The Bridge Loud tribe? We know you've got talents. Maybe you can scream or play the guitar or make a super cool graphic. Love it. Reach out to us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com and tell us what you do. We want your talents and gifts as a part of The Bridge Loud, so don't be shy. Let us know, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We love you, God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it.